Welcome to the Danny Palmer Show. Does it sound cool if I say it like that? And just like that, HBO made a shit ton more money off of Sex and the City's sequel.
Hello, you Johns. Welcome to the fucking John, dude. You know, I really, really, maybe it's annoying that I keep talking about this, but I listen to Howard Stern all the time. He talks about minutia. When I listen to podcasts, if people start talking about minutia, like, I don't mind it a bit. I'm into some minutia, John, kid, you know? Like, minutia can be interesting. Because sometimes you have little shit going on in your life, and you're like, ah, oh, this sucks, and I hate it, and it's annoying me, but you just feel stupid for even thinking about it. And then you'll listen to a podcast, and somebody will talk about that exact same problem, and you're like, you know what? I'm doing just fine. Just fucking fine, kid. My neighbors must think I'm insane. I record this podcast very late at night. Yeah, as I was saying, I don't really understand my podcast equipment. I feel like the last 3 weeks, it hasn't worked well, and now it's working great. So, fuck you, Zoom 6. I mean, I shouldn't swear at it while it's working. Thanks for working appropriately, Zoom 6. Zoom 6. Isn't it weird how, like, just technology has all these, like, random-ass terms and names, and you're like, oh, yeah, I got a Zoom 6 recorder. And then 5 years from now, everybody's going to be like, what the fuck is that? Or if they do know, they'll be like, the Zoom 6, dude. Night, what are you in fucking March 2020, you pandemic loser? Dude, remember in the depth of the pandemic, like, right when it first started? I remember there was one Saturday night when I went to bed and I looked at the headline of the New York Times app on my phone and it just said, companies and governments scramble to make masks. And I was like, dude, this is a headline I have not seen since, you know, during my entire life. And that was terrifying. And then at the time I lived right above this bar in New York in the East Village on First Avenue and First Street called One and One. And, they had these green flags strung across the front and side of the building for St. Patrick's Day. And then, you know, obviously it was like illegal to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And those St. Patrick's Day flags stayed up there for at least 6 months. It was the most depressing St. Patrick's Day flags I've ever seen in my entire life. And the subway ads just didn't change. Just stayed stagnant as though we were just living in the past. It was like that. What's that, like St. Elmo's fire? Isn't he like the last guy on earth? And he's just watching a movie in a movie theater by himself. And it's like, it was like that kind of vibe, that kind of thing. And then when they finally did start replacing the subway ads, there was one that said, remember work from work? And I was like, oh, that's good. That's very good. That's very funny. We're back. We're back with humor on the subway ads. Also, the Atlanta police are advertising in the subway now. That's unusual. What the fuck? I mean, I guess it makes sense. They want to like draw from a bigger market, but it just seems a little odd that the Atlanta Police Department's like, you know what? Just string a bunch of ads in the subway and then we'll just like call some people from New York to come police the streets of Atlanta. Okay. Not going down any strange political roads because that's not what this podcast is about. And I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on anything except for operating a Zoom 6 recorder. Apparently, when I was a kid, I guess this is revealing how old I am, but we lived in St. Pete, Florida when I was a little kid, and we lived in a trailer on the property of a school. And then my friend Billy Hursteck, I guess it's okay to say his full name, right? Oh, is this too loud now? He lived nearby, and I would go, like, you know, we would spend the night and have parties. He had a pool. So we would go and like swim in the pool at night. It was really fun. I was about to say something about his parents like arguing, but that's not fun to talk about. Anyways, I just remember he had a giant waterbed and I was like, oh my God, dude, I live in a goddamn trailer. It's not Billy Hursteck, Danny. It's another kid. Oh, good. Billy Hursteck won't care that I'm misusing his name for this story. I forget this other kid's name. It was before I met Billy Hursteck. He was in Tampa. No one cares, Danny. Anyways, my friend had a waterbed, and I was like, dude, this is like the lap of luxury. And meanwhile, cut to today, no one fucking uses waterbeds. Why not, though? They're fun, you know? I mean, are waterbeds bad for your posture or something? Can't they make a modernized version of the waterbed that's like sick for your posture and it feels good and stuff? I heard somebody talk about like this mattress cover, like 8 strings mattress cover or something like that. I'm like, is that the move? Instead of buying an expensive new mattress, just get like a dope mattress cover. I think that's what I'm going to do, dude. just go the dope mattress cover route. Okay, none of this I had planned to say, and now I've said it, and we're 5 minutes in, and I haven't even touched the content that I wrote down, so that's cool. Yeah, tonight, this is Tuesday, March, Danny? It's May, buddy. May 14th, and then this is being released tomorrow. Well, actually, it's after midnight, so it's being released today, May 15th, 2024. So if you're listening to this today, wow. Palmer creating fresh new content for you. I mean, unless I die in my sleep, that's kind of fun to know, you know? And I guess if I died in my sleep, then you'd be like, dude, this is one of the last things he said. And I heard it and it was okay, I guess. You know, not sure how big of a loss that was for society, dog. All right, that's the end of that. So I've lived in New York City for 16 years now. And, you know, just to broaden that, and it's just like, okay, one person did one thing, who gives a fuck? But like, just thinking back on your life and the places that you've lived, it's kind of interesting to be like, okay, if you lived in, I don't know, Austin or Los Angeles or Chicago or whatever, for like a certain number of period of years in your life, the people that you met there that remain your friends, that's sick. That's sick that you took the chance to move there, because now you'll always have those people. And also, I think it's kind of cool to move around to a few different cities during your life, because then distinct chapters are time bound by a geographical location, thus dividing your life into more, I don't know, easily rememberable chunks. You know, like if you live in one city your entire life, I mean, that can be great too, but then you don't have that time breakdown of like, oh, from the age of 11 to 15, we lived in Denver. And then from 15 to 18, we moved to Santa Fe. I don't know why I said Santa Fe. I guess because it's a city I hadn't said during the earlier cities that I was mentioning. No one cares. But yeah, that just reminds me, like, have you ever thought about like all the high schools across the United States? And like, what if instead of going to one high school, you went to all of the high schools in these parallel lives? And then instead of your like two or three best friends from high school that you may have today, you have thousands and thousands of best friends from all the high schools across the country. I maybe have talked about this in the pod, but it's been a while. And my friend Clay, I told him that story and he was like, yeah. And then what about all the bullies? You're going to have thousands and thousands of high school bullies. Oh boy, that's not fun. Tonight, just to recommend a show in New York City, my friend Colleen Genevieve and runs this show, Grand Bar in Brooklyn. Kendall Farrell, that's her co-producer. And it was cool. You know, sometimes you walk into a show, like especially a Brooklyn bar show, you're like, okay, it's a bar in Brooklyn. I'm cool. I'm in a bar. I'm in Brooklyn. And then sometimes you're like, is this going to go well? But then tonight's show was fucking awesome and it went great. So I guess that's not the most interesting story in the world, but it's a good reason to go to the show. My question is, it's called Just Come. Is that like a sex reference, you guys? Do you guys like come and coke? I don't think you can just say that. Yeah, I just did it. I just said that. That's part of this podcast episode. It's just me saying, do you guys like come and coke? So there you have it. Okay, quick informational segment of the pod episode. Did you guys know that Pat Sajak is retiring in like 3 weeks and Ryan Seacrest is taking over Wheel of Fortune? Like, I mean, I know that Wheel of Fortune is iconic and it's been around for multiple generations at this point, but like, is that something you want to spend all your time on? I saw Jim Gaffigan do a joke one time about Pat Sajak retiring. And he's like, yeah, he goes, they were like, well, do you have to do a lot of work, you know, now that you've been doing the show for so long? And he's like, not really. He's like, I'm going to stay on the show in a consulting basis as a consultant. And then Jim Gaffigan was like, what are you consulting about? Like, do you just walk into the head office and be like, hey, any new letters or anything? You're just playing hangman. I don't know. Can you just say comics jokes? I think you can. By the way, speaking of comics jokes, Nikki Glaser's new special, You're Gonna Die, I think it's called, is really good. God, she's so good. She has a punchline like every seven fucking words. She has so many jokes. She goes hard in the paint on the content of the jokes. And then it ended in this like beautiful kind of cathartic moment. And there's like confetti, red confetti. And you could see that she was kind of like sincerely touched by the moment, you know, not this like vanity thing, like, oh, I'm so amazing. Just like, wow, this is cool. These people came out to support and they had a good time. And I had a good time and it was nice. Just a reminder of like the coolness of comedy. Okay, Danny. Every time I say something like that, that sounds a little bit like nostalgic or like, I don't know, sentimental. I just think about my friend Ricky, like listening to this and shaking his head and just being like, dude, what is Danny doing, dude? Dude, Danny's being sentimental on his podcast, bro. It's fine. He probably likes it. All right. That's the end of that. I got some feedback from a pod fan, and I meant to start the episode with this, but now here we are, 10 minutes in, I'm just getting into it. But that's good. That's a good thing. She said, I just finished a bunch of your pods, and two things. I always thought you said go at the end of your podcast instead of come, which makes me laugh. Not only am I deafness, I guess, but that also, that you're saying come every episode. Why do you say come? Ha 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 ha. I do say come. It's fun to say come. Just like right at the end, just like, yeah, have a great day. Come. Just whispering come. Back when this podcast was called Space, What the Fuck, Dude? Me and Zach McGovern, who was the co-host, we'd be like, what if we just rename this podcast John? Like, tune in next week on John. I think it's a good idea. It's still, you know, that idea is still on the table. I'm not going to lie to you. Anyways, this fan also says, I don't know if she wants me to say her name or not. I guess it doesn't matter. Also, I forget which fan it is. I guess I was also unsure why you said go when I thought you said go. I don't understand what that means. I don't know if you use the right words for that logic there, loyal fan and listener. Thank you. All right. She continues. Also, when you were talking about the retirees getting scammed by the new generation of scammers or whatever, it made me wonder if you'd seen The Beekeeper. Oh, I have not seen The Beekeeper, but I know that Howard Stern listened to it, and he said that he listened to it, watched it, Danny. And he said it was good. So yeah, The Beekeeper. I want to watch that. There's so much shit. Danny, don't say there's so much shit to watch, dude. Everybody fucking knows that. Oh, she continued. Oh, this is Lainey, isn't it? I think it's Lainey. Yeah, I think it's Lainey. Sorry, I forgot which person sent this in. But thank you, Lainey. I really appreciate you. She said, also, I wonder why you're so hard on yourself. Have a great weekend. Oh, that's nice. Thank you, Lainey. You're right. I should not be so hard on myself. Or should I be hard on myself for forgetting it was you that wrote in to say this? Jesus, Danny. Jesus Christ. She's like, yeah, that's the one thing you can be hard on yourself about. Forgetting me, you piece of shit, Danny Palmer. All right. Thank you for listening to the vainly titled Danny Palmer Show. Come out to Black Cat this weekend if you're in New York City. Every Friday, 9 o'clock. It's been packed almost every week. It's fucking awesome. Last week was amazing. The Instagram handle is at Black Cat Comedy. There's a ticket link there. Starts at 9 o'clock. 172 Rivington, New York City. My Instagram is at Danny Palmer NYC. I'm trying to put out a bunch more reels. Instagram keeps like chiding me now that I mark down that I'm a creator or a comedian. It's like the people that maximize their views post at least 10 reels a month. So I'm trying to post more reels and shit like that and blah, blah, blah. We're all going to be dead. I don't have any kids. Probably should have kids at this point. Here we are. So, all right. Thank you for listening, you fucking jerks. Come.